I heard you did. I thought you ought to take it.
Oh, sure. Sure. I didn't confuse. He said I could see you. I see you today. He's coming to the church.
Yeah.
So I'm not seeing the EOB. He said he'd been up most of the night with Titus. Who's Titus?
U.S. attorney in the district.
And, what's the other boss?
Silver.
No, not Silver.
Klanzer.
Peters.
Oh, Peters.
See me. So I will see what he has to say.
Okay.
I presume it's the special prosecutor thing. Other things. Among other things. What else?
I don't know either. He obviously gets Titus in to find out what the progress is in the grand jury. So he's now better posted than he has been, I'm sure. And he's probably a little better with Titus for not keeping him better posted if in fact he wasn't.
With regard to this trust special prosecutor thing, what do I want? Okay.
Well,
let's
think about it. He wants a special prosecutor so that
he can stay on.
He can stay on, and so that he doesn't have any, so that he personally doesn't taint the process by reason of his closeness to Mitchell. And that makes sense. Sneed does not have that problem. And Sneed is controlled within limits. And I think he's credible. I may be wrong about his credibility.
I suppose Colson's is about, well, I guess,
Well, I don't think Bittner's going to testify. I would be very surprised if he did.
Why?
Well,
getting involved in instructions.
I'm just guessing here. My guess is that he's working himself out of hate in all of this.
Would have served his interest to get involved in the instruction business. He's basically almost a bad man.
Pittman was an instigator of the whole thing. He was concerned about his speed. So he was one of the active promoters of that, as near as I can tell.
Spin off for me what you at the best would say in the instruction thing that was involved.
You had defendants who were concerned about their families, and that's understandable. You had lawyers who were concerned about their fees, and that's less understandable. In terms of the end result, you had a campaign organization that was concerned about the success of its campaign.
Yes.
And didn't want these fellows to say anything in public that would disrupt the campaign.
Is that what you want people not to say about the public?
Oh, I think so.
Yeah.
And then you had...
say something in public that would disrupt the campaign or because it would embarrass people to
sure.
cover up people?
Sure. It would impeach the campaign, in effect. But at the same time, a lot of those same people who had that legitimate motive. Hello, no. They had the same people that had that legitimate motive had an illegitimate motive. Because they were involved in protecting their own culpability. And here we're talking about LaRue, Magruder, Mitchell, possibly.
Thank you.
So, I can say in truth and candor that Dean never explained to me that there was any kind of a deal to get these guys to lie or to change their stories or to refuse to testify to the trial of the action or anything of that kind. That was just never discussed. So I don't feel too uncomfortable with this.
Another way is that Kleindienst resigns.
If Kleindienst resigns, that says there's something wrong with the Justice Department.
So you'd be
at this point.
He just disqualifies himself.
That's right. Which wouldn't be anything too new. He may have some
other information.
Yeah, or technical reason or something of that kind.
Maybe he has some information. Silent director that I will call the people you
have. I have a call in for him, and then the operator's left it over here. The reason that I do is that he never did pin down for me what it is that he wants me to do. Now, I tended to him as I think I had to.
Good.
And he said, well, I'll check it and be in touch with you tomorrow. So fine. I left word over there that I'm here. That's the only reason for my call. And you might ask him if there's anything we ought to do here in the light of developments. But I do feel that, thank you, I do feel that there is nothing new in what I have beyond what Magruder has already told me. So, I think it's largely academic. Titus would have told him last night what Magruder said. And so, he will, this morning, have, I think, as much knowledge about this thing as we have. Maybe one or two. One or two details.
Magruder says they're hot out of cold.
On suspicion.
Magruder's attorneys say that. Magruder got nothing on calls.
No. The one phone call is the only incident that he has to relate.
The attorney says, I think they're hot on the come after calls.
Yep.
Well, the reason there, of course, is they're hot.
Right. That's association. Yep.
Okay.
And that's natural. You had a guy in a case that.
Well, not to me,
like that. Yep. God has to know it.
What do you do about calls?
There's much to do at this point. He's building his own defenses. I assume that he's doing whatever has to be done with Hunt that only he could do.
So that's fine.
Well, you know, he has had surreptitious contact with Hunt.
Yeah,
he says, and that
areas.
I think Chuck's natural proclivities will do anything we can possibly do.
See, regarding the defense, there's a whole lot more they can tell us that the recruiter isn't so real.
That's right.
In other words, there isn't a hell of a lot that they can gain by what they can corroborate the recruiter.
That's all they can do. Magruder gives them everything they could have hoped to get from Liddy.
And, let's see. How come you get Liddy sentenced up now under those circumstances?
Maybe too late for him.
I wonder if it is. Or is it?
Yeah, he was only.
Why the hell did he talk then, do you think?
I don't know. I really don't. I don't understand him at all, and Magruder paints him as really weird. Really weird.
Threatening the gun.
And all kinds of things.
And,
and the Liddy story is running around.
Here.